Não sou para dentro, mas no dia. So all these sacred minds and values, understanding work, they are good candidates. You have to organize to give them their searching answer.
It seems like it's the nature of all of the entities to be bad after something.
Love, that is love. The embarks are love and soul. But he is not loving Krishna. We are distributed with love and soul. And practice. Love is there in store. But it is there for Krishna. And we are trying to love Krishna. That I explain. Why I am loving this body, I am in this apartment. Ultimately, we go to Krishna. But that we do not know. We actually trying to love Krishna. But because nobody is giving in Krishna, he's crying.
That was the name of Allen Ginsberg's first book, Howl. Howl.
Howl?
Howl. That means it was a protest, a howling. You are not giving us the right information to his elders. Now, what do we do? Something howl. That was the introduction for our generation of, we all listen to that. How? Okay.
He is searching after, therefore he comes.
Yeah.
Whenever he finds a person, he comes to me. He sent me after Krishna.
Yeah. He gets so many bogus ideas.
But it's still he's attacking.
He embraces you. Yeah.
He likes you.
Yeah.
Simply he's only assistant and very positive. Tell me you are very positive. Would you like for this? So you cannot. Otherwise you will join us. But you cannot. You know that unless I give up all these bad habits, I am not happy.
He's very enthusiastic chanter.
Yes.
Oh, we were in this chapel chanting.
Mm-hmm. He was there?
Yes, he was there. He came down on the stage, jumping up and down. Then he took push down. He was very enthusiastic.
Well, he has promised to me that wherever I can go, I will chant. That he has promised.
Yeah. He's going to be, he gave me his address in California, so he'll be living there for some time.
I have to. If you're there, you can sit there. Our mission is very nice. We want to see everyone happy. We don't want anything from him. We don't say that we're going to see. And then I give you some mantra. No, you don't say anything. Our instruction is free. Then I want to see that they are famous and they are happy. Nada Krishna Valo Sangha Chala Kari Matra Vishkani. Okay. You simply chant Hare Krishna and come with me. This much I want. I don't want anything else.
But one is mad after something else, material, mad after this or that.
Then what happened?
And he must transfer his love madness.
That madness to be conditioned.
So how is that madness transferred?
By this devotional practice. To practice it. To love Krishna. And then when he comes to the actual state, he is mad at the Krishna. This is the process to bring to you, bringing to the platform.
No other way can be placed.
Bhaktiya Maurya by devotional service. Neither by Jnana Yoga Karma. No. You cannot become mad after Krishna by any means except by this devotion. Therefore we are so much pondering. Well, if we are actually after Krishna, then he must accept the real method.
Though we might be eager for devotional service, we still have to have this patience and determination. Then
sometimes you are deviated. Therefore we have to be determined.
It seems only natural, gradually, as you are all the time serving Krishna.
This is the only way. Sevanothi juhadu sami vasvartada. By your service, Krishna will automatically reveal himself. You are serving, that will say Saranathini. Saranathini, not stop all activities. Saranathini, what I say, do. Very
sad.
They say, Arjuna Saranda. The Saranda means that he has to fight. Very sad. Now, sir, I surrender, I do nothing. That is not sad. That is only negation, doing nothing of the material thing. That is negation. Take the positive point. That is doing. All is positive.
Eventually, your mind will become so occupied, and every field activity will become so occupied, you will forget everything else. Eventually.
Not last part, so no. Zero. All everything. Zero. Make it zero. So no. Jnana karma dhanakritam. Jnana karma means there is some aspiration of profit. So means they are trying to be elevated in higher practices. And that means they are wanting to become one with the system. So that is also demand. That means there is some desire. But it's not unnabilasita sunna. But one has to become unnabilasita sunna. Any desire makes it change. Then what to do? I say become dull and dumb? No. Anukullena Krishna Anukullenam. You have to work according to theory that Krishna is there. That is it. Anukullena Krishna Anukullenam. You have to simply abide by the orders of Krishna. All is written to you. That is it.
Then you become automatically
mad. Yes. The more you practice, the more you become mad.
In that verse, thus by the higher self conquer the lower self, thus with the higher self conquer the lower self, curb the temptation or enemy of the
self. That verse in the Gita? No.
Is that?
You will find it nature of the world. Annavilasitasana. Jnana karma dhanakritam. You have read this nature of devotion?
Yes.
You will find it. And you make her do it.
Our main business really is engaging people.
Cannot engage in it, listen, simply eat. Engage in eating. That's all. So we are actually doing the game. Please come here and take some to that. Go on. No, I'm not bad. Yeah.
Light switch on.
Which? Yes. The three categories of devotional service which Srila Rupa Goswami describes in Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu are listed as devotional service in practice, devotional service in ecstasy, and devotional service in pure love of Godhead. There are many subheadings in each of these categories. But generally, it is understood that in the category of devotional service in practice, there are two different qualities. Devotional service in ecstasy has four qualities, and devotional service in pure love of Godhead has six qualities. These qualities will be explained by Srila Rupa Goswami later on. In this connection, Srila Rupa Goswami suggests that the person eligible for Krishna consciousness or devotional service can be classified by his particular case. He said that devotional service is a continual process from one's previous life. No one can take to devotional service unless he has had some previous connection with it. For example, suppose in this life I practice devotional service to some extent. Even though it is not 100% perfectly performed, still, whatever I have done is not lost. In the next life, from the very point where I had stopped in this life, I shall begin again. This way there is always a continuity. But even if there is no continuity, if only by chance a person takes interest in a pure devotee's instruction, he can be accepted and advance in devotional service.
This is the point. Preeting means even one has no previous record of service, still, if he meets a pure devotee, he becomes enthusiastic. Therefore, preeting is required. Otherwise, one can say that whatever he has done last time, he'll begin from there. No. Then?
Anyway, for persons who have a natural taste for understanding books like the Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam, devotional service is easier than for those who are simply accustomed to mental speculation and argumentative processes. To support this statement, there are many authoritative assertions by learned scholars of bygone ages. According to their general opinion, a person may become governed by certain conditions derived by his own arguments and decisions. Then another person, who may be a greater logician, will nullify these conclusions and establish another thesis. This way the passive argument will never be safe or conclusive. The Srimad Bhagavatam recommends, therefore, that one follow in the footsteps of the authorities. Here is a general description of devotional service given by Sri Rupa Goswami in his Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu. Previously it has been stated that devotional service can be divided into three categories, namely devotional service in practice, devotional service in ecstasy, and devotional service in pure love of God. Now, Sri Rupa Goswami proposes to describe devotional service in practice. Practice means employing our senses in some particular type of work. Therefore, devotional service in practice means utilizing our different sensory organs in service to Krishna. Some of the senses are meant for acquiring knowledge, and some are meant for executing the conclusions of our thinking, feeling, and willing. So practice means employing both the mind and the senses in practical devotional service. This practice is not for developing something artificial. For example, a child learns or practices to walk. This walking is not unnatural. The walking capacity is there originally in the child, and simply by a little practice he walks very nicely. Similarly, devotional service to the Supreme Lord is the natural instinct of every living entity. Even uncivilized men, like the Aborigines, offer their respectful obeisances to something wonderful exhibited by nature's law, and they appreciate that behind some wonderful exhibition or action, there is something supreme. So this consciousness, though lying dormant in those who are materially contaminated, is found in every living entity. And when it is purified, this is called Krishna consciousness. There are certain prescribed methods for employing our senses and minds in such a way that our dormant consciousness for loving Krishna will be invoked, as much as the child, with a little practice, can begin to walk. One who has no immediate walking capacity cannot walk by practice. Similarly, Krishna consciousness cannot be aroused simply by practice. Actually, there is no such practice. When we wish to develop our innate capacity for devotional service, there are certain processes which, by our accepting and executing them, will cause that dormant capacity to be invoked. This practice is called sadhana bhakti. Every living entity under the spell of material energy is held to be in an abnormal condition of madness. In the Srimad Bhagavatam, it is said, quote, generally, the conditioned soul is mad, because he is always engaged in activities which are the causes of bondage and suffering, unquote. The spirit soul in its original condition is joyful, blissful, eternal, full of knowledge. But only by his implication in material activities has he become miserable, temporary, and full of ignorance. This is due to bhikkhu. By karma means actions which should not be done. Therefore, we must practice sadhana bhakti, which means to offer mangalarti, deity worship in the morning, to refrain from certain material activities, to offer obeisances to spiritual masters, and to follow many other rules and regulations which will be discussed here, one after another. These practices will help one to become cured of madness. As a man's mental disease is cured by the directions of his psychiatrist, so this sadhana bhakti cures the conditioned soul of his madness under the spell of maya, or material illusion. Radha Muni mentions this sadhana bhakti in the Srimad Bhagavatam, 7th canto, 1st chapter, 30th verse. He said there to King Yudhisthira, my dear king, one has to fix his mind on Krishna by any means. That is called Krishna consciousness. It is the duty of the acharya, spiritual master, to find the ways and the means for his disciple to fix his mind on Krishna. That is the beginning of sadhana bhakti. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has given us an authorized program for this purpose, centered around the chanting of the Hare Krishna Mantra. This chanting has so much power that it immediately attaches one to Krishna. That is the beginning of sadhana bhakti. Somehow or other, one has to fix his mind on Krishna. The great saint Ambarisa Maharaj, although a responsible king, fixed his mind on Krishna. And similarly, anyone who tries to fix his mind in this way will very rapidly make progress in successfully reviving his original Krishna consciousness. Now, this sadhana bhakti, or practice of devotional service, can also be divided into two parts. The first part is called regulating principles. One has to follow the different regulating principles by the order of the spiritual master, or on the strength of authoritative scriptures, and there can be no question of refusal. That is called bhagini, or regulated. One has to do it without any argument. Another part of sadhana bhakti is called raganuga. Raganuga refers to the point at which, by following the regulating principle, one becomes a little more attached to Krishna and executes devotional service out of natural love. For example, a person engaged in devotional service may be ordered to rise early in the morning and offer arjuna, which is a form of deity worship. In the beginning, by the order of the spiritual master, one rises early in the morning and offers arjuna, but then he develops real attachment. When he gets this attachment, he automatically tries to decorate the deity and prepare different kinds of dresses and think of different plans to execute his devotional service nicely. Although it is within the category of practice, this offering of loving service is spontaneous. For the practice of devotional service, sadhana bhakti can be divided into two parts, namely regulative and spontaneous. Rupa Goswami defines the first part of devotional practice, or vaiti bhakti, as follows. When there is no attachment or no spontaneous loving service to the Lord, and one is engaged in the service of the Lord simply out of obedience to the order of the spiritual master, or in fulfillment of the scriptures, such obligatory service called bhakti bhakti. These principles of bhakti bhakti are also described in the Srimad Bhagavatam, 2nd canto, 1st chapter, verse 35, where Sukadeva Goswami instructs the dying Maharaj Parikit as to his course of action. Maharaj Parikit met Sukadeva Goswami just a week before his death. The king was perplexed as to what should be done before he was to pass on. Many other sages also arrived there, but no one could give him the proper direction. Sukadeva Goswami, however, gave this direction to him as follows, quote, "My dear king, if you want to be fearless in meeting your death next week, for actually everyone is afraid of the point of death, then you must immediately begin the process of hearing, chanting, and remembering God." End quote. So if one can chant and hear Hare Krishna, and always remember Lord Krishna, then he is sure to become fearless of death, which may come at any moment. In the statements of Sukadeva Goswami, it is said that the Supreme Personality of Godhead is Krishna. Therefore, Sukadeva Goswami recommends that one should always hear about Krishna. He does not recommend that one hear and chant about the demigods. The Maya bodies or impersonalists say that you can chant any name, either that of Krishna or Lord of the demigods, and the results would be the same, but actually this is not a fact. According to the authorized version of Srimad Bhagavatam, one has to hear and chant about Lord Vishnu, Krishna only. So Sukadeva Goswami has recommended to Parikshit Maharaj that in order to be fearless of death, one has to hear and chant and remember the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna, by all means. He also mentions that the Supreme Personality of Godhead is Sarvatman. Sarvatman means the super soul of everyone. Krishna is also mentioned as Ishvara, the Supreme Controller who is situated in everyone's heart. Therefore, if some way or other we become attached to Krishna, he will make us free from all danger. In the Bhagavad Gita, it is said that anyone who becomes a devotee of the Lord is never vanquished. Others, however, are always vanquished. Vanquished means that after getting this human form of life, a person does not come out of the entanglement of birth and death, and thus he misses his golden opportunity. As a person does not know where he is being drawn by the laws of nature. Suppose one does not develop Krishna consciousness in this human form of life. He will then be drawn into the cycle of birth and death involving 8,400,000 species of life, and his spiritual identity will remain lost. One does not know whether he is going to be a plant, or a beast, or a bird, or something like that, because there are so many species of life. The recommendation of Rupa Goswami for reviving our original Krishna consciousness is that somehow or other we should apply our minds to Krishna very seriously, and thus also become fearless of death. After death, we do not know our destination, because we are completely under the control of the laws of nature. And only Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, is controller over the laws of nature. Therefore, if we take shelter of Krishna seriously, there will be no fear of being thrown back into the cycle of so many species of life. A sincere devotee will surely be transferred to the abode of Krishna as affirmed in the Bhagavad Gita. In the Padma Purana also, the same process is advised. There it is said that one should always remember Lord Vishnu. This is called dhyana, or meditation. Always remember Vishnu. It is said that one has to meditate with his mind fixed upon Vishnu. Padma Purana recommends that one always fix his mind on the form of Vishnu by meditation, and not forget him at any moment. And this state of consciousness is called samadhi, trance. We should always try to mold the activities of our lives in such a way that we will constantly remember Vishnu or Krishna. That is Krishna consciousness. Whether one concentrates his mind on the four-handed form of Vishnu or on the form of two-handed Krishna, it is the same. Padma Purana recommends, somehow or other, always think of Vishnu without forgetting him under any circumstances. Actually, this is the most basic of all regulated principles. For when there is an order from a superior about doing something, there is simultaneously a prohibition. But when the order is that one should always remember Krishna, the prohibition is that one should never forget him. Within this simple order and prohibition, all regulatory principles are found complete. This regulatory principle is applicable to all varnas and ashramas, the castes and occupations of life. There are four varnas, namely the brahmanas, priests and intellectuals, the kshatriyas, warriors and statesmen, the vaishyas, businessmen and farmers, and the shudras, laborers and servants. There are also four standard ashramas, namely brahmacharya, or student life, grihastha, householder, anaprastha, retired, and sannyasa, renounced. The regulatory principles are not only for the brahmacharis, the celibate students to follow, but are applicable for all. It doesn't matter whether one is a beginner in brahmacharya, or if one is very advanced in sannyasa. The principle of remembering the Supreme Personality of Godhead constantly and not forgetting him at any moment is meant to be followed by everyone without fail. If this injunction is followed, then all other rules and regulations will automatically fall into line. All other rules and regulations should be treated as assistants or servants to this one basic principle. Injunctions of rules and regulations and the resultant reactions are mentioned in the 11th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, 5th chapter, 1st and 2nd verse. Kamata Muni, one of the nine sages who came to instruct King Nimas, addressed the king and said, quote, the four social orders, namely the Brahmana, the Kshatriyas, the Vaishyas, and the Sudras, have come out of the different parts of the universal form of the Supreme Lord, as follows. Brahmanas have come out from the head, the Kshatriyas have come out from the arms, the voices have come out from the waist, sunas have come out from the head. The similarly, the sannyasis have come out from the head, the vanaprasthas from the arms, the vihastas from the waist, and the brahmacharis from the legs. These different orders of society that bring to spiritual advancement are conceived in terms of qualification. It is confirmed in the Bhagavad Gita that the four social orders and the four spiritual orders are created by the Lord Himself in terms of different individual qualities. As the different parts of the body have different types of activities, so the social orders and the spiritual orders also have different types of activities in terms of their qualification and position. The target of these activities, however, is always the Supreme Personality of Godhead. As it is confirmed in the Bhagavad Gita, quote, "He is the Supreme Enjoyer," end quote. So whether one is a Brahmana or Sudra, he has to satisfy the Supreme Lord by his activities. This is also confirmed in the Srimad Bhagavatam by a verse which reads, quote, "Everyone must be engaged in his particular duty, but the perfection of such work should be tested by how far the Lord is satisfied with such activities," end quote. The injunction here then is that one has to act according to his position, and by such activities, one must either satisfy the Supreme Personality or else fall down from his position.
Indeed, regularly. Next round of work. Regularly. All these books are doing everything. Yes. That will give you balance. Somewhat to ask repeatedly to me. Everything is there. They're selling next round of work, huh?
We're waiting for our next shipment from Japan. Then we'll begin.
These four books will give you all the things. Krishna, Nectar, Devita, Bhagavad Gita, Aditi, and what is it?
Teachings of Lotus.
All that. Radha Krishna Bala 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 Risa.
What
does
that mean?
Because Lord Chaitanya is speaking simply this, that you all chant Radha Krishna Bala Hare Krishna. Yes, sir. And Shikha Diya, Savana Diya, Sirchana Chaitanya, Gauni. By teaching this philosophy, the two brothers, Gaur and Sita, and traveling all over Nadia. Can a Maharavasi Jatra Vase Khatra Avadhu? Why you are being carried away by the waves of Maya? Why? Unnecessary. And you are being drowned and saved. Did Krishna Das have this task called simply believe that you are eternal parent of Krishna? Then all this time is immediately gone. Inam bolbe jabe pulok hobe. If you chant this, then you feel ecstatic. Radha Krishna Vala Sangha Chala Jala. Any matter is there. So I don't ask you anything. Simply chant and come with me. What's your title? Have you got puff rice? No.
In the shop. You have to get it from the shop.
But I don't think you can get now. that is working and it is coming out automatically. You say you cannot explain infinite nature. No. The same question is there. Just like you, if you paint one flower, you have to take the brush, color, and that thing. Nicely, it cannot be nice as nice as. So Krishna has also to do the same thing. But the energy is so fine and quick. Krishna said, this is who he was. It's like, if you want to create something in a house, you have to apply your engineer, your contractor, your ingredient, so. But Krishna also do the same thing. But his energy is so fine and expert. He desires, not merely a type of thing. But the process is there. Don't think it has come automatically. The same thing. If you want to speak your friends, having my talent, you have to go there and find him or he has to come. The process is there. By electricity, immediately. Is it not impossible? The process is there that you have to come or you have to go. But by electricity, it has stopped. Similarly, the working capacity is going there. But it is so certain and perfect. You see, oh, it has come automatically. The process is so nice and sharp. That is real experience. Process is there. You cannot say that it appears like miracle because your brain cannot accommodate how quickly all these things are. You have got poor brain, you cannot accommodate. Now, you are thinking, if I have to paint this, simply painting, I have to take so much time. It's like if a man asks you $1,000, he's thinking he has to collect and save it. But if you write a note, give it to Nanda pays him immediately $1,000. See, he is happy out there. What is this? Did I see? This immediately answers the okay. Because he is thinking to earn $1,000, it will take 1,000 days. And suddenly, looks like this, and immediately. The process is there. $1,000 collection, I had to do something, and it has come there, you know. But, but energy is so quick, energy is so perfect, that simply by giving a lot, he gets. You cannot say the process is not there. Process is there. Just like modern scientific method has minimized space and time. For coming to Australia 50 years ago, it would have taken 6 months. And come 6 hours. The process coming is there. By scientific method, the space and time has been shortened. Similarly, in manufacturing this flower, the process is there. But the system of Krishna's energy is so perfect, it has come. Computer. That is mechanical. The calculating process is there. But by a nice machine, it is hard. That part of his Krishna's energy, his first part, that little guy, computers, a little computer. Not that the process is not there. Process is there.
It seems like more and more scientists try to investigate and imitate this process. They become more and more entangled in the complications. They can't
understand. That process is crude. They are thinking that it is very fine, but it's still cruel. Just like,
the more scientists investigate the workings of nature, the more complicated it becomes. They can never understand it.
No.
They think it's complicated, but still.
It's not complicated, it's perfect.
Yeah.
But they have no brain to understand.
It becomes more complicated.
It's like an ordinary man. How is this just a part of his working? There is a process. But because we have no brain, we think, how is it? How is it different?
So complex.
So one who does not know is complex. One who is in knowledge, for him it is not complex. Then the Bhagavad says, Annayat Vitirika Vyam, Annayat Itala Tascha, Athishu, Avijna. The Supreme Personality of Godhead is completely well versed. And Krishna just says, yes, I spoke this philosophy millions of years. I remember. You have heard it. And there we have to study how Krishna's brain is. Krishna said in the Bhagavad Gita, yes, I spoke. Well, Arjuna defied. How can I believe that you spoke millions of years ago? This philosophy is same God. Yes, that is fair. You also were there, but I remember, you don't remember. The child, just like a father said, when the child, when you were 2 years old, you fell down and there was a fracture in your brain. He cannot remember. The father can say, yes, it happened, you have forgotten. And this is practical. Similarly, Krishna can remember everything. Be down, samititani. You may not remember. You have no such brain. You are teeny. But why should you defy Krishna? Why should you deny the facility for Krishna? That means you are thinking, Krishna is like me. Abhyananti manmurha, because you are rascal, they are thinking Krishna is like another rascal like this. And that is poor fund of knowledge. Param bhava majananta, because they do not know rascal, what I am, what I can do. Abhyananti, and they think Krishna is like me.
So actually, most people are innocent, but...
Not innocent, that's it. Innocent, if I say, you do not know, this is, then you accept. But he'll protest. He'll ask it. Innocent, he'll accept. That is, more one is innocent, simple. It is easy for him, Krishna Kansas. The more one is rascal, it's very easy.
Is it also called
Mayabhaktamasana?
Huh? Mayabhaktam?
Are you
thinking like that, Krishna?
Yes. He's a very man. A little better than me, that's all. That Dr. Paul's philosophy. Attracting was, oh, that's all right. Maybe little 1 feet more than this. Well, that's all. He cannot imagine that he millions of wealth will not compare. That he cannot be. He says, yes, maybe bigger. Say 1 feet bigger. 2 feet bigger. All right, 10 feet bigger. Make up. Therefore, he will never think that beyond his estimation. Never think. He simply calculates. Well, all right, if not 1, 2 foot, 3 feet. All right, 10 feet. And the friend is going, no, no, he's very, very great.
Once you said, you quoted one verse in Mayapur, where you said that everyone is dancing under Krishna's direction.
I forgot your explanation. Krishna is so kind. And Mahabharata philosopher, he wants to do something. Krishna is like dancing this way. Dance. All right, dance.
Oh.
Stop like this. Eh? Krishna gives him capacity to talk, otherwise he cannot talk him. So, Krishna gives him intelligence, counter argument, all that. Let this aspect speak as he likes. Therefore, Jari Gaitanata, he is allowing to dance everyone as he deserves. But he says that you give up all this nonsense, it's simply surrender. That is his verse. Otherwise, if you want to dance, no, all right, I give you facility to dance. You call me, you're dancing, all right, dance. The Gyanis are dancing. All right, dance. Born so great. He'll never understand.
Krishna is always playing the tune.
Huh?
Krishna is always playing the tune by which everyone is dancing.
No, he wanted to dance like this. He's giving facility. He's not in agreement with it.
Oh.
Otherwise, why does he say, you give up all this nonsense? Is that enough? He does not approve, but he wanted to dance all night. He takes the facility to dance. He doesn't like that you should dance like that, but he wants all night to dance. He gives him, he takes the facility to dance. Just like my Guru Maharaj, Sita Maharaj wanted his property. All right, take this property. But what is he? You want this property? Take property. All right. He's trying. Not like this man gave me some service. He wants this property. All right, take this property. Whatever he has here?
Nothing.
Yeah? I never wanted this property. I simply desire for such a sublime message, like my poetry. That
first poem.
Yes.
On writing.
Yes. Miracle done. I want it all. There is a miracle. If I try to preach this miracle in the world, we have university. I never wanted go to our buildings.
Because you desire in a certain way, provide that.
Yes. Also. I desire that such a wonderful message, why not preach?
You got buildings also.
Huh?
You got buildings.
Building also was income. But the rascal fools, they do not understand this. Oh, that is a mentioned verse. No, that's in bhakti and other and success follows. Just like when the queen goes, there are many men servants getting the, what is it called?
Train.
Yes. See, bhakti follows, then all other things follow. Bilavana Thakur also says that mukti mukulchanjali sri bhakti also. Bhakti saya sirutara jiri bhagavan sa. If there is pure devotion for him, then mukti mukulitan is mukti, he is standing. And he said, what can I do for you? Hold it there. And dharmatta kama moksha samaya pratiksha. And the material happiness, and they are simply waiting. The servant waits. Yes, sir, 21. The simple one is Devala. Bhakti kai sritara yadi bhagavan sa. Daivena phalati dit bhakti shura mukti. Mukti mukulitan yadi sivote asman dharma khatano samaya pratiksha. This is definition given by bhakti sritara. Unflinching devotion says, is there that by your wish anyone can see this bhakti shura mukti, can see me. And so far, other things have concerned, mukti and bhakti, they are simply waiting.
So
he tries to give them, this policeman, their asa, dharma sata moksha. That would Bhagavad be it. Dharma prodhita paita vatra. All this cheating. Rascal is thrown. Dharma katam. Dharma prochita. Kaitava. Hiroshami explains. Kaitava. They say, I'm kidding. The so-called religion, so-called economic development, so-called sexual education, so-called liberation, they're all cheating.
Yeah, that's
right.
So they promise something you don't deliver?
No, even if you get it. What do you get? You go to suppose you go to camp. God you has not delivered. God is giving it. What do you get? The game of bread is given to the animals also. Why you are going to the church? That is the communist say. So we shall give you bread. Why you waste your time? So called religion. The politician says that if you want to be happy, there is technology. Why you are going to pray to God? This is all nonsense. They are thinking that. But prayer is not meant for that purpose. Prayer is a better weapon. Our prayer is Krishna kindly engage me in yourself. Hare Krishna. Oh, the energy of Krishna, oh, the Lord Krishna, please engage me in yourself. This is our prayer. We are not going to pray, oh God, give us our daily bread. And if you get bread, then what do you get?
We will experience
that. We have so much bread. Even if we get bread, then what do you get? Bread is already given even to the animals. That they do not know. Therefore, they take religion for material gain. Dharma or thought. And Bhagavad says, Arthastha dharma ikantastha na kamo lavaya vishnuta. And to get money, it is not for satisfaction of senses. Kama shanendriya priti, and when the posture of karma, desire, that does not mean sense gratification. Lava jiveta jivata. Simply, you have to accept things. One meaning. It is not that you shall not eat. You eat, see. Then what for living? Jivasa tattva jigyasa. Nakaja seva karma bhi. You're working so hard, is not that to develop your material condition of life. You live peacefully without any disturbance of hunger, but your life should be engaged in Krishna causes, asking about Krishna. That is that. So we don't want to stop all the activities. But they are busy always. They have no time for it. Ask all these men. And they are obstructing what these people are doing. You see? There is no end of their self-gratification. Personal jet, one motor car is required all that. As soon as he gets money, or purchase another one. For my son. Another for my daughter. Another for my wife.
Going.
And he has to maintain four motor cars. Then what? So in India city, I've got a car, why not my son? Vitas city. Simply increasing. And the government taking tax. That was yesterday. Prepare roads. In your country, and the more the motor car increasing, the more flyover, more bridges, more problems. Just like Madras, you saw, they are also imitating. Little time. Yeah, they are advancing. And doing it for unlimited years. When they will finish, there is no benefit. Here in your country, they go. They contract, within 6 months. But there is no benefit. But their soul is going on. That's very dangerous. This is imitation. There was no need. But they want to make advance, like the enemy.
Open intersection, no traffic, doing a flyover.
Similarly, Bombay also, they made one or two flyovers.
Yes.
It was great when they were. And one flyover collapsed. That flyover between Princess Street and the Marine Drive, it collapsed. Because they are, all the contractors are thieves.
Yeah.
It's not giving cement, they're giving clay.
Now they're planning to tunnel through under Malabar Hill and make a freeway along the West Shore Freeway Expressway, along Warden Road, Intensity Road.
Freeway.
Yes, and they began the tunnel. When we first came there a year and a half ago, and I don't think it's more than 50 yards to the mountain.
The tunnel is there?
Yeah.
Where?
It's there between, as you go up the Intensity Road, the Russian consulate, and there is an open space.
Yes.
In there.
Some work is going on there.
Yeah. Under there, the tunnel being excavated under the mountain. And the garden park, the other side. And it would go along Kalpati Expressway. But it looks like the forest. Catch you there.
and Hare Krishna. Don't be misled by these rascals. Andhadathan dhai rupaniya mana. So you have to change this. This is scratching. It is very rough. Well, you can take one, my cloth.
Carbon,
please.
I have one carbon
cloth. Very solid. So, you bought per price? Per price is difficult to obtain. In India, puff price is very easy.
Since they're here, they close the stores and the shops all the time. The shops are closed.
All the time?
Why?
For
holiday.
Oh.
A holiday will come, everything closes down. 4 days, 5 days at a time. Banks, post offices.
Not even the post
office. Okay. Even tomorrow. It's really incredible. It's really
nice. What kind of government it is?
Loafers.
In India,
the government
and
the post office
is very helpful. That was also British management. Here also British management. How is that?
In London.
Huh?
In London, it's like open, it's central post
office. Yeah. This one, they're eager. Stop working. So that anyone posts, he can answer. That is required, he thinks. Just like this girl, why are you going to recommend me? Your Bhagavad Gita. Answer must be this. Because this is. They're all rascals. They're not speaking Bhagavad Gita as it is.
Understood.
Oh, yes. You have no right. Suppose I have it on board. That was some intention. So why should you interpret my intention if your intention? What do I care for? You understand? If you want to speak something of yourself, you write another book. Why you are taking advantage of my book and misleading others? I want to speak to the public something. I have expressed my opinion in that way. But because it is popular, you are taking advantage of my book and expressing your views. How much cheating, how much cheater you are. That is me, that's the way for his company. Dr. Ramakrishna. He has lost his brain.
Mm-hmm.
We went to see him, Dr. Ramakrishna. And I was in Madras. You have
like a vegetable, no
comprehension. Love, boy. Yeah, he surrenders. Simply sitting down like this. He cannot ask whether he's hungry or not. His daughter is always attending. Giving him some food, then he's eating. Otherwise, he does not say. Lost everything. He has mentioned Bhagavad Gita as a mental speculation in his Indian religion. Sir, he is such a great offender, he must suffer. But it is good for him because he is a gentleman, therefore his offenses have been compensated in this life. Yes. Next time he may be getting chance. Because he was at heart afraid of God. Because sometimes, well, Swamiji, you pray for me to God. He told me that.
Yes.
He at heart, you are. But because he's impersonal, he's a mundane scholar, he was writing all nonsense.
The whole class of scholars now called literary critics, who simply take one book, not even a scripture, but any mundane book, and they spend their whole lives making comments, what this must mean, what that must mean, this is my opinion, this is my thesis.
Puna puna se vita chadvana. Chindi chiu.
That
is. Chindi chiu.
One book called Moby.
That is called scholars. Oh, it's a big scholar.
That
being Maya Pritha Jnana? Maya Pritha Jnana, yes. All nonsense. You take it, grant it. Anyone who has no Krishna Dharma, he is a nonsense. Whatever he needs. At least I choose. And I challenge him. I can tell it. That's what Radha Krishna in my mind to God. Scholar delude. Why is Kiri saying like that?
Yeah. That was the first Bhagavad Gita I read. It was this one by Radha Krishna.
So I have Kiri saying like that.
Yeah. Then Paramahanda and Satyabhama, they brought me this your Bhagavad Gita.
Oh. Now this masculine, what is it all telling for? Therefore they are advanced to take up this enlarged edition. Otherwise their business is really, in the beginning very good. They say, no, we cannot publish so big body. We can, if you minimize, therefore you minimize it to 400 pages.
They've made a study. They know, so they want all of your books. In the contract for Topmost Yoga and Easy Journey, they have the option to take your next big book.
In Harvard Library, your Bhagavad Gita, they have many, many Bhagavad Gitas, about 400 pages. And Bhagavad Gita, as it is, was taken out. I would like to spend it in more than any other one. They all have dust.
I wanted some quotation from a press of his teachings of Lord Chaitanya. So the man came, he said, Swamiji, first of all I must buy this book. Either you accept or not accept our quotation, what price is that pay? Give me this book. Immediately he took the book. Such a nice book I have never read. Either it is printed or not printed in our press, I must take this book. Actually, these ideas, what you have explained in our book, they are unknown to the mortal world. Unknown.
They are not described anywhere else.
Nobody knows. God can be person, there can be dealings like this, there are dealings actually, and there is why it is very wonderful.
They don't know that life can be so joyful and endlessly.
That I wrote in my poetry. The absolute essential thou hast to. That was trying to. Not impersonal, sentient. Thou hast to. impersonal calamity, Taoist movement. Absolute truth and Taoist truth. That was my acceptance. So, even many judges came in Alaba. You remember?
In Madras?
No, Alaba. During Kumbhmela. They say, suddenly, it is God, his person. He has the first man speaking, right? He is already there. They cannot believe that God is person.
As long as there is imperfect doubt, unclear.
As soon as
there's person, there's no doubt.
But we have tried to explain how he's person. Just like we tried to explain how God is working. So one should have brain to study things. One must have a clear idea how God is person, how he's working. How this person manifestation is manifested by God's name. Krishna says, Manatatanikam Sattvam Abham Sambhutya. In my impersonal teacher, everything. Manatatanikam Sattvam. Ijavasam Vidam Sattvam. So one has to apply his brain. That is interesting. How it has become. That is not false, that is fair. You cannot understand your brain is teeny, then it's worthy. Now you make your brain competent to understand it. Idam vijnatam bhavanti. Tell this philosophy nicely, understand this philosophy and preach. He will be victorious, thank you. Because we can challenge him. If you know the tree, Krishna consciousness. Narayana parasatve na sutasya na vibhati. One who is Narayana parah, he never has to finish.
Whenever someone challenges you, you always know the trick. What their weak point is, the weakness is in their challenge. You go right there. Every time.
And that is the trick of wrestling.
Find where they're off balance. There's a balance involved.
Anyway. That was a wrestler. He has not been strong, but he knew to treat. How to defeat the strongest man.
There's a science of equilibrium. So you can study another person if he's off equilibrium, you can move his body in such a way to beat him every time. Japanese art.
Correct. That's right. Los Angeles. There you are, Japanese. You know?
Yes.
What is teaching?
Karate dances. Karate art.
Karate.
Someone is off balance a certain way.
Karate is the art of hitting the nerve points. You can paralyze people.
just with one finger hitting on a certain nerve junction and paralyze the person.
They show movies of one man who has killed his nerve in the hand, and you know, a bull will be running like this, and put his hand to the bull and grab the heart. And like that. They show movies like that. They develop like that.
I like that racial difference.
You have kept that from other visits?
I had put yours back. Yours was in a bag I could not find immediately. So I put another one there. I changed it back again.
At least half of the energy that you have to preach, we may develop at least maybe a half of your energy to continuously preach someday.
Continuously?
That someday he hopes that the devotees, your disciples, may acquire half of the energy that you have for preaching.
Why not full? A double. You might have doubled. Let's say it's my Guru Maharaj. I did not travel all over the world. So I've got double energy than him. You might have an idea of the whole time of energy there. Then actually it is happening. I got a God brother, I said, NGS. Because they could not do. They could not do even half of Guru Maharaj. And I am the intention. They are the envious. So he is an ordinary man like me, can do 10 times. You are American. 20 times. 10 years of this.
If we can do 20 times, it's only because you gave us the energy.
Yes. My blessings are there. You do it. Try. It's like Guru Maharaj gave blessings to everyone. But if they do not try, if they remain Kunji Babu, then nothing will be Kunji Babu. What can he say? He will be satisfied only one building in Mahako and 2 buildings, and that is his only ambition. The ambition is poor.
It's like
Sister
Krishna and his wife, they hitchhike
all the
way to Australia. They land by ship in Northern Australia first, where our friends were landed. And they hitchhike across Australia, 1,500 miles through the desert.
Yes, see.
He said sometimes the car would not come by for many hours, and they would be standing in
Hassan,
no trees, anything.
Oh, big desert.
Huge desert. So they would actually be here. Other
than
that, it was major way across. They said the aborigines were this.
Oh,
give me a
attack.
Kangaroos.
There's lots of kangaroos.
The animals
that
jump.
Oh. They live in the desert? The kangaroos?
Yeah, semi-desert. They're really strange animals.
Australia. Predators?
Just strange. But then the marsupials, those animals that bear their young in a pouch.
Oh,
sure, kangaroo.
That is kangaroo.
Platypus. Animal, half bird, half thing, underwater, half beaver. Yeah, part has some snake features, it has webbed feet, it has a duck like a beaver, a pocket like a tail like a
And a tail like a beaver. And a body like a wolverine.
Yeah, it's for basically, Ted says 8 million.
This is all in one.
This Krishna's mercy. If somebody is thinking, if I had like this, like that. All right, we'll have that. This is not what he wanted to say, he said. In this sense, that yes, I'm granted. Okay. All granted. So we are trying to get facilities from Krishna. Beginning from, God give us our daily bread, then give me mutata, then give me aeroplane, then give me this, then give me that. Take off! But you will never be happy unless you surrender it. You take off! So this is why the modern civilization, they're wanting. You may have this, you may have that, you may have this, you may have that. Yes, okay. Don't talk of happiness, please. That is the only form. Tell the man, tell the man. If you want it, how do you take for the woman?
Bodhi, they don't care,
they'll
go across the desert hitchhiking.
But
Krishna gives them happiness.
Yes, that is happiness. They're going for Krishna. That is it. They forget the trouble.
Yeah.
Jay, go on again. Don't be doubtful about it. At least. You may do or not do, but at least you be convinced that this is the nicest thing we have got. Yes. Mm-hmm. And there is no comparison.
Yeah. Yes. And the more we experience it, the more we become.
Yes.